Gary stares at Gillian with his dark eyes, which makes it difficult to look away or manage a half-decent fabrication. Maybe this gal knew about the college kids dying, and maybe she didn't, but she certainly knew something. Gary sees that inside her. He can tell by the way she stares at the floor. There is culpability in her expression, but that could be only because she was the one James Hawkins came home to on the night the history major went into convulsions. Maybe it's because she's just realized who it was she was fucking and calling sweetheart all that time. Gary's waiting for Gillian to declare herself in some way, but Sally is the one who can't keep her mouth shut. She's been trying. She's been telling herself not to talk, to go on following Jillian's lead, but she can't do it. Could it be she's compelled to speak out only because she wants Gary Hallett's attention? Could it be she wants to feel exactly the way she does when he turns to her? "It won't happen again," Sally tells him. Gary meets her gaze. "You sound pretty certain of that." But of course, he knows from her letter how sure of herself she can be. "Something's not right there," she wrote to Gillian. "Leave him. Get to your own place, a house that's yours alone. Or just come home. Come home right now." She means Jimmy will never go back to Tucson, Gillian hurries to say. "Believe me, if you're after him, he knows it. He's stupid, but he's not an idiot. He's not going to go on selling drugs in the same town where his clientele have been dying." Gary takes his card out and hands it to Gillian. "I don't want to scare you, but this is a dangerous person we're dealing with. I'd appreciate it if you'd call me if he tries to contact you."
"He won't contact her," Sally says.
She cannot keep her mouth shut. It's simply impossible. What is wrong with her? That's what Jillian's glare is asking, and that's what Sally is asking herself. It's just that this investigator gets such a worried look when he focuses on something. He's a man of concern, she sees that. He's the kind of man you'd never want to lose once you'd finally found him.
"Jimmy knows we're through," Gillian announces. She goes to pour herself a cup of coffee, and while she's at it, she sticks an elbow into Sally's ribs.
"What's wrong with you?" she whispers. "Will you just shut up?"
She turns back to Gary. "I made it perfectly clear to Jimmy that our relationship was finito. That's why he won't contact me. We're history.